He did. All right. Welcome to the Philosophy Spot. We are sitting here with Nick Zito and James Rivera, and we are back with another question. Last week's was dealing with just some existential philosophy question about a tree in a forest, and this week we'll go to morality. So, gentlemen, the question is, and I think there was a movie about this fairly recently called The Box, I think. Yeah, with Cameron Diaz. So, the premise is, no matter what, you have this box in front of you that contains a button. And it can fulfill all your hopes, all your dreams, any problems that you have in your life, it can be taken away with one press of the button. However, when you press that button, someone that you don't know, possibly someone far away, will die. So, do you press the button? Or don't you press the button? We'll start with James.
Feel that a certain sense of morality should kick in, but I do feel that depending on a certain situation could dictate your choice in it. For instance, you have to take care of your family, and the bills are piling up, and your child needs medicine for that sense. If I push this button, I can save my family, I can save myself. So, again, it goes back to your moral thinking, whether it's right or wrong, but it's basically could be a situation between putting this one person you never met before your family.
Okay, all right, Nick.
I would say don't press the button because as much as I'd like all my hopes and dreams to come true and all my and any ailments to be removed, having someone that I don't know die for no apparent reason wouldn't be right to me because anyone, be it a policeman that does good for the community or a murderer, no one deserves to die for no justifiable reason at all.
Okay, so you're going to take the moral route, and yours was kind of, James, yours was more, I guess, in that same sense, right? But I'll throw you something else, and there's a number of variables that could be thrown out here too. What if the person that was going to pass away once you press this button was in a coma, or on their deathbed, had a terminal illness, was, like, as you said, a murderer? Does knowing the person that will die make a difference? No, maybe not necessarily knowing them on a personal level, but knowing their situation make a difference. If they were sick, or somebody that did bad for the community, would that make a difference?
That's where I was kind of confused in a way. Now, if someone had a terminal illness or was going to die anyway, if they were like given, say, 24 hours to live, I would see light in that sense of the argument. So
Yeah, you're leaning.
I'm leaning towards yes in that sense, if someone has a terminal illness or say they were on death row anyway and they could had no way to get out of it.
Ah, okay. All right.
So
Jail.
in that way, I'm leaning towards yes, but ultimately I say no, because no one deserves to die for no apparent reason, except for the sense if someone has a terminal illness or say they're on death row.
So he's leaning anyway, James.
I still feel regardless that it is not necessarily in an unselfish way, because I wouldn't put it before myself, but if I needed to put it before my family. So especially if it was like a criminal or just someone that does not benefit anybody but themselves or hurts other people, I feel like I could save my family potentially and then do good for the community potentially.
Okay. Now, personally, for me, knowing would, I mean, it would make all the difference, I think. I think I'm leaning actually towards Nick's side. Not that I'm a referee or anything in this debate, because I don't think there is a right answer. But definitely knowing something would definitely make a difference for me. I really think that. So your situation, though, I mean, what if your situation, not the other person's, what if yours was dire? You had mentioned the bills are piling up and things like that. What about that situation? What if you had a loved one or loved ones that their problems could all be taken away, be it a cure or something financially that could be solved for them? It does that matter at all?
Well, basically, the whole button thing, that was my first implication. It was like, I'm trying not to take it in a selfish sense, because me personally on this issue, I wouldn't do it. But I'm taking more of the for someone else that I care about. And if someone else I didn't really know or thought was a bad person, and I could take care of my, say, dying sister, I could stop her from dying, then that would be all the reason to do it.
If my family were to go under, say, financially or in any other sense, or other family members that I would have, because I would always put, I usually put everyone else before myself in that sense. So if multiple of my family members were about to go under financially or as far as illness or anything like that, if it was dire enough, if the situation required as much as pushing a button to make everything go away, then yes. And in regards to pushing the button, if knowing the person who was going to die, if I knew the person that was going to die, and that might make the difference, it might make me feel a little less guilty for pushing the button. But as James said, I would never want to do it in a selfish sense, because personally, I don't feel I need to push the button anyway.
Okay, so. All right, so I have a decent sampling of humanity here, I guess, between those two. But think about your peers. Think about other people or society as a whole. And this is kind of hard because it's a hypothetical, and you know, you'd never know unless you're put in that situation. But what about those around you, your friends or those you see in the hallway at school, or where do you think they would come down on this? If something was happening to them, they needed to, they could fulfill all their hopes and dreams, or you know, take a loved one from being saved, have a loved one be saved, I should say.